Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Iron Men and Women of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation. I am Bill Sias, along with Mike Stagg. We are, respectively, the Vice President and President of the ADFPF. This is the official ADFPF podcast where you can get information about our organization, as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure you follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF. You can also check out everything you need to know on our website, ADFPF.net. Tonight, we're going to talk about the ladies at Worlds. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing? Have you recovered from running the meet yet?
Well, interestingly, it took me longer to recover than it ever has before. You know, with a couple of 10-hour drives on each end and 3 days, normally I would feel good after a complete day. But it took me about 4 days to recover from it. And I didn't even lift.
Sure. So what I will, before we get into this, I do want to thank all of the lifters and especially the outstanding group of volunteers we had, and also Neil Thomas, Wim Bacalant, and Yulia Siegel from the WDFPF. They came in and basically ran the meet. And from my perspective, I've ran a lot of meets, and I think far and away, the group of volunteers and help we had, this was by far the smoothest meet of this size that I've ever been involved with. What was your perspective on that, Bill?
I would agree with that completely. It went very well. It was one of the bigger meets that I've been directly involved with, but it went very smooth. Note to me is I don't recall seeing any misloads, thanks to our spotters. As I watched the judging was spot on and just as you would expect from a group of international referees. All went very well. Interesting conversations. Maybe we'll get into a couple of those later.
Sure. One more thing I wanted to throw out there. For the, if anyone's wondering, the not-for-profit group that ran the food on Saturday and Sunday, I had some conversations with them after the fact, and they indicated to me that they did very well with their fundraising and wanted me to express my thanks to all of the lifters and fans that supported them. So
that's awesome. I know they did well, and they did a really good job.
Sure. So with that, Bill, I guess we can get started. Are you ready to start?
Let's go for it.
Okay, well, so we'll start off with the 53-kilo class. The winner of that class was Kara Downing, and Kara is a junior lifter, and she was pushed really hard by Amy Putland of Great Britain. In fact, they tied in the final standings, and Kara got the first place accolades by virtue of a body weight tie. And since she was doing so good, she took a fourth attempt to take a shot at the world record in her class, and she did get that of 102.5 kilos, and that establishes a new world record for the junior division.
She also set the American Open and Junior records with her squat.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. It was truly an outstanding squat meet she had, and we actually got to witness a very tight battle between her and Amy of Great Britain. And fortunately for Team USA, Kara managed to come out on top.
Yay.
So
I was going to try to match the American records up with this as we went on, but there are just too many American records. So when we get to the end, I'd just like to go through and announce all of the American records.
Okay, that sounds great. So we move on to the 58.5 kilo class. Jenny Jewell won that class with an 80 kilo squat, which also established a world record for the Master One category. So Jenny did not have quite the competition some of the other classes did, but anytime you can come away from a meet having put a new world record on the board, I think that's a very successful day.
It is. One side note I'd like to put out here is we got the results marked up with world records, and that's a tad unusual. Normally the world records are not noted until the drug tests are back. So anything we announce here is preliminary and a little surprising that we have these results already. Not the results of the lifts, but the results of the world records.
Sure, sure. So that's a good point, Bill. These are considered unofficial until all of the drug test results have been returned. So just keep that in mind. So moving on to the 63 kilo class, Cheryl Kyle managed to win this class with an 82.5 kilo lift. It did take her until her third attempt, though, to get it in. She missed her first two attempts and dug deep and managed to get her third attempt to not only stay in the meet, but also clinch the victory over Catherine Morrison of the USA. So great job to Cheryl for managing to gut out that third attempt.
Exactly.
So then we moved to the 70 kilo class. We had for a couple of lifters in that class, Katie Orsler won it for Team USA with 107.5 kilo lift. And unfortunately, Kate Walker, who failed to get a squat on the board that day, but on the other hand, Kate had a very minor knee procedure about a week before, so in truth, probably shouldn't have been squatting anyhow, but she still gave it a go, so congratulations to Kate. Then I guess we're going on to the 80-kilo class. You know, Bill, we knew coming into this meet that the 80-kilo class was going to be entertaining.
And we were not disappointed.
No, this class all day long was phenomenal, and we'll talk about that more in bench and deadlift. But as we expected, Kyle Reel and Mary Anderson were fighting for top honors in this class. Today, Kyle... she was just too much for anybody, to be honest. She ended up getting all three of her attempts and then even did a fourth attempt to establish a new world record in her division, which she did do with a 165 kilo lift. That's about 363 pounds. And Kyle also walked away with the best lifter for squat for the women's division. She edged out – actually, I shouldn't say edged out. She won by a fairly comfortable margin, to be honest. But she did beat Mary Anderson of Great Britain, and Mary put up a really fine 130-kilo squat. Mary's a Master 3 lifter, and we will be talking about her a little bit more as we go on in this podcast. And then
yep.
Sherry Margraves from USA managed – go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say, and Sherry Margraves put up a great number considering she's dropped two weight classes recently. She went on, I have no idea what kind of diet, but she has lost a lot of weight very, very quickly, and she assures me she's healthy. But she did a great job, especially considering she dropped two full weight classes.
Yes, great, great job. So that takes us to the 90 kilo class. Beth Van Hove took home first place here and really had no misses on the day, including a fourth attempt she took at a Master 4 world record, which she did complete at 94 kilos. So great. I think Beth was very pleased with her squatting for the day.
Yep.
The 90 kilo plus class had, I believe a lifter you're familiar with, Bill. She managed to, again, win fairly comfortably. Ashley Peck squatted 140 kilos, which won first place by a comfortable margin.
Yeah, she's pretty happy with her coach right about now. But I've heard he's a grumpy old guy.
Sure. Coming in second place, Mindy Kilgore has been back in the game now for the last few meets. Mindy was lifted with us a few years ago, then life happened. She had a baby and kind of got out of the gym for a while, but she definitely showed that she's back, coming in second place. And then Carrie DeVolder ended in third place. Carrie's a teenage three lifter. She certainly didn't beat the senior women of the day. However, she also went 4 for 4. And if you go 4 for 4, that means that you got a world record. That's the only way you can take a fourth attempt. So,
and she did
congratulations.
A great job.
Yeah, congratulations to Carrie. And as I indicated, the best lifter for the day was Kyle Reel, and she was the best lifter, followed by Kara Downing of USA, who we talked about earlier, but Kara was in second place with a very nice coefficient score of her own.
Yes, indeed.
So that takes us to the bench press. We started the bench press out with the 53-kilo class, and there really was very little doubt who was going to win this class after the first bench press occurred. And again, Shelly Frazier, Master 2 lifter from Team USA, went 4 for 4 on the day. And 4 for 4, like I just mentioned, means that Shelly walked away with a new world record for her division. A really outstanding day for Shelly, and she hasn't been training, I understand, very aggressively as of late, but apparently that didn't matter, or maybe she's just been sandbagging. I don't know. So, Olivia Busby of Great Britain came in second place, and then behind her, Kara Downing went 3 for 3 on the day, so I'm sure she's pleased with her finish.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the 55.5 kilo class. We interviewed not long ago Whitney Piper, as you recall. Our nickname for her is Team Wonder Woman. And she managed to go 3 for 3 on the day in bench press and ended up in first place, beating Jessica Fansler, who tried her best to beat Whitney on her second and third attempts, but it just wasn't there today. And then coming in third place, we had Ann Clark. Ann Clark is a Master 7 lifter. She was also featured in the newspaper here locally and also, I understand, in USA Today for the lifts that she's done. And she ended up with a new world record for the Master 7 division. So, again, really great day for Ann. I just hope when I am – if and when I'm a Master 7, that I can still be capable of competing.
Yep.
Again, in the 58.5 kilo class, Jenny Jewell managed to win that class with a 47.5 kilo class, which I lift, which I believe was pretty close to her maximum. So she had a good day. Then we move on to the 63-kilo women's class, and we had a relatively close contest here with Cheryl Kyle, again, ending up in first place with a 55-kilo lift, but not before she was pushed by Master 6 lifter Catherine Morrison, and Catherine ended the day with a 50-kilo lift, which also established a new world record for her age group. So Catherine has been lifting with us for a couple of years, and I think she came all the way from, is it Maine, Bill, if I got that right?
She's from Portland, Maine, and she's been to a number of meets. She went to a meet in my gym. She's been at meets all over the place, really dedicated her working lifter.
Okay, well, great. Moving on to the 70-kilo class. Katie Orsler of USA won with a 65-kilo lift, beating out Master 7 lifter Kate Walker, who came in second. Then we go to the 80-kilo class. Wow. this class, it was a great lifting all the way around. We anticipated going into this that, again, Kyle Reel and Mary Anderson would be battling for top honors, and they did have some battling on their own. But we had a British lifter show up, Emma Hepburn, and I think she had something to say about that. So
yeah, she did.
So Emma and Kyle went back and forth in their second and third attempts. Emma had a pretty commanding lead, to be honest, going into the third attempt. She was ahead by 5 kilos, and it honestly kind of looked like a foregone conclusion that Emma was going to walk away with it at that point. But Kyle Reel bumped up her third attempt, 7.5 kilos, and she got the lift. So Emma, at that point, she did have the body weight tie criteria. So she went to 100 kilos, and she did get it, putting her in first place by virtue of a body weight tie. Both lifters went for a fourth attempt to try to set a new record, but both lifters fell a little bit short in that attempt, which left our standings with Emma of Great Britain in first place, and Kyle Reel in second place. Mary Anderson ended up a little bit behind them. She ended about 12 kilos behind them, but she did establish a new Masters World Record in the process of that for Great Britain. So Mary certainly did not disappoint on the day. Sherry Margraves struggled a little bit with her opening lift, but she managed to come back and get it in her second attempt. And then in her third, she did not get her third attempt. Carolyn Beck in fifth place, she came in, and I would say she went 3 for 3 on the day. She actually missed her second, but she got the lift. There was just a technical issue that occurred with her spotter, actually. But it didn't really matter. She went up on her third and got that anyhow. And I would say at this point, if her and Sherry meet again, they're essentially tied right now. They're pretty close to each other. So I look if they meet again to see a pretty tight battle there.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, and that takes us to the 90-kilo plus category. And this time, I think Mindy wanted to definitely come out on top on the bench press. Her and Ashley Peck went lift for lift. They both did the identical amounts, 75, then 80, then 85 kilos. All three lifts were good for both lifters, but Mindy comes out on top because by virtue of being the lighter lifter. And then far behind me. Go ahead.
I was going to say there was an interesting backstory going there. I worked on Ashley's bench press setup before lifting started that day, and because it's complicated, we won't go into that. I worked at her setup a little bit, and she was not disappointed with her final attempt because it was nearly a 20-pound PR just by the change in the setup. So despite taking second, she was very happy with her actions of that day.
Sure, it was a great job. And then Kerry DeVolder came in third place, not very far behind them as a team three lifter. Her final lift of good lift of 75 kilos was a new world record. Then Charla Wren was in fourth place, and Mary Rapert, she went 4 for 4 on the day, which means she ended with a world record for the Master 6 category. And then not to, we didn't have a lot of equipped lifters on the day, honestly, but Mary Anderson did choose to also lift equipped in the bench, and she established a new world record in the bench press for equipped division, Master 3 as well, with 107.5 kilos. So good job on that. And I think, Bill, I may have skipped over the equipped lifting for squat, didn't I?
You may have.
I did. So we're going to. Yeah. So we did have two equipped lifters in squat. Sorry for overlooking the equipped division. But I got to go back to them. They were both British lifters. Olivia Busby in 53 kilos, junior, established a new world record of 105 kilos in the junior class. So excellent lift by Olivia. And then in 80 kilos, Mary Anderson competed equipped there and squatted 105.5 kilos equipped, which for all of us Americans, that means that squat was over 400 pounds. I think that's 407 pounds. So that's just a lot of weight for a Master 3 woman. So great job.
That's a lot of weight for a Master 3. Yep, that's a lot of weight for a Master 3, period.
Yeah, I'm there. I feel you. I agree. I'd be happy with that lift.
Yep.
So that takes us to the deadlift. We go back to the 53-kilo class for women, and this time Amy Putland got it done. She edged Shelley Frazier and walked away in first place with 127.5-kilo lift, and Shelley came in second with 120, and Shelley missed her third attempt, but also a fine day for Shelley. And then Kara Downing came in third at about 115 kilos. But Kara did go 3 for 3 on the day, which leads me to believe she's probably happy with her performance.
I suspect you're right.
Okay, so 55.5 kilos. We had another battle going on here that I don't know that we saw coming. But coming in first place, Whitney Piper went 4 for 4 on the day, establishing a new world record for the teenage three division, which I was really happy to see, because when we went over to Scotland, Whitney struggled in the deadlift, and kind of unexpectedly. But she sure didn't struggle today.
No.
And she was pushed. She was put in a do-or-die position for her third attempt when Jessica Lord ended with 120-kilo lift. But Whitney did come back and better that by 2.5 kilos. Jessica, I know, has been she was battling some knee problems coming up to this meet, so she probably wasn't 100%. But I also know that the 120-kilo lift was a PR for Jessica, and despite getting second place, I think she was very pleased with that lift.
I believe so. The interesting things were, to me, are that Whitney and Jessica both came in weighing exactly the same thing. So if there had been a tie, it would have come down to lot numbers. And I had no suspicion that there was any sort of battle going on, but it was kind of indicated to me by one of those lifters just before the meet. So I took it on myself for them to meet one another before the meet started.
Sure. And then Ann Clark, again, our famous lady from Columbia, Missouri, Master 7 lifter, again went 4 for 4 on the day and established a new world record for Master 7 women of 75.5 kilos. So Ann really looked good this entire weekend. So So I'm sure she's pleased with her lifting as well. Jenny Jewell, again, she managed first place with a 97.5 kilo deadlift. And we moved to the 63 kilo class, and we had again a relatively close battle again with Cheryl Kyle. Cheryl did end up in first place with 127.5 kilo lift, but not very far behind her was Catherine Morrison again as a Master 6 lifter. Catherine ended with a world record of 120 kilos for the Master 6 class. And then Dawn Piper, Dawn came in. She could only manage to get her opening lift on the day of 195 kilos, but it was good enough for third place.
And Dawn had struggled a little in her training and had an injury of some sort. So I was pretty happy to see that she was there and made her opening lift.
Sure. Then we moved to 70 kilos. Katie Orsler won this class in fairly dominant fashion, deadlifting 132.5 kilos. Kate Walker came in second with 97.5 kilos. And Kate seemed a little bit disappointed she didn't get her third, but again, I think the minor procedure with her knee had to have affected her lifting on deadlift.
Certainly.
Then we moved to the 80 kilo class, and again, you knew that it was going to take a lot to win this class. Just to give some flavor of what was going on here, we had two Brits, Mary Anderson and Emma Whiteman. Emma was somebody we didn't see coming, but she sure showed up. And then Kyle Reel from USA again. Just to show you how close all of these ladies were, going into the third attempt, there was a three-way tie. There was a three-way tie going into the third attempt, and that would have put Emma in first place, followed by Mary, followed by Kyle Reel. So in the third attempt, Emma went with her attempt first, and she was successful at 175 kilos, which now established her in first place. And then that let Kyle Reel come in. Kyle attempted 177.5, and it just was not there. So at that point, that would have moved Kyle to third place because of the body weight. But Mary Anderson decided that she wasn't happy just being in second place. So she went to 180 kilos and got a very strong lift, and then decided, what the heck, let's bump it up another 5 kilos and see if we can get a world record, and she did, of 185 kilos. So that put the final standings with Mary Anderson in first place, Emma Whiteman in second place, and Kyle Reel in third place. And, you know, going into the third attempt, really, it was anyone's guess who was going to come out on top.
Yep.
Coming in fourth place was Shari Margraves. I'm not sure what Shari's goals were for the meet. She went 2 out of 3, but she definitely was grouped with a tough bunch of lifters there. So she had her work cut out.
So. She certainly did.
And just to let anyone know, if anyone happens to be listening live, the podcast will cut off, but in the archives, you can listen to the complete podcast, which will go another few minutes. Moving on to the 90 kilo class, Judy Nager had a lift of 127.5 kilos, which put her in first place and gave her a new world record. She did attempt 130 kilos on a fourth attempt to bump her own record up. She was not successful, but she did end up in first place, followed by Beth Van Hove, who lifted 120 kilos. So that's how the 90 kilo class ended, 90 plus. So we had, again, Ashley and Mindy is who we assumed would be battling for first place in this class. And we had a Master 6 lifter, Mary Rapert, and she had something to say about that, huh, Bill?
Well, and she kind of snuck in, you know. I was not being a good enough coach because I was watching Ashley and Mindy and didn't consider Mary because she was opening every lift. She was a little below Ashley, and then she snuck in on the end there.
Yeah, well, Mary went for first. Mary ended in first place by virtue of a bodyweight tie. But Mary, I guess, wasn't happy with just getting first place. She went ahead and decided to go for a fourth attempt for a world record for a Master 6, and she got it. 157.5 kilos is where she ended, which I believe is 347 pounds. So, you know, Mary's a great lifter. I remember just, this is probably 3 years ago, watching her at a meet, and I was just really impressed that she pulled 300 pounds. And she's 50 pounds above that right now. Just really incredible, considering how far she's come as a master lifter. So then that put Ashley ended up in second place. Mindy Kilgore ended up in third place. Mindy only got her opening lift, and I think was trying very, and her second lift was definitely trying to go after Ashley, and it just wasn't there today. And then finally, yep. Carrie DeVolder ended up in fourth place with 130 kilo lift. And that means we also had, again, one equipped lifter for the women's division. And again, it was Mary Anderson. And Mary ended up with a 207.5 kilo lift, which is, if my math is right, that's about 462 pounds, I believe.
Right in that neighborhood, so, yep.
Yeah, so, but Mary did not get a new world record in this class. So, although I think she, I believe she already holds the world record for that class anyhow. But the best lifter for the women on the day went to Mary Anderson, big surprise. She got the best lifter, and I neglected to cover the best lifter in the bench press, so I'm going to jump back and talk about that real quick. The best lifter for the bench press on the day was, I believe everybody assumed it was going to end up being Emma Hepburn after the battle we had in the 80-kilo class, and it almost was, but Shelley Frazier just edged her out, and you know, again, that just emphasizes what a great day Shelley had, being a master lifter and managing to walk away with all of those great lifters we had on the day with the best lifter. So really great job for Shelley. Glad to see as masters able to represent. So
absolutely. All right, with that, I'm going to run through the American records unless you have something more.
Nope, I'll just let everyone know briefly. We will follow this up next week with the men's recap. So go ahead, Bill.
Excellent. If this time's out, just go to the website. There have been people who have not seen the records updated. That's a problem on your end. You need to refresh. There's the little button in the upper left corner of most browsers that allows you to refresh. If you see an old one, it's because you're looking at your cache and not the the current version. In the open division, 53 kilos, Kira Downing set a new American record of 102.5 kilos. In the 80-kilo division, there were new American records in squat and bench press, both by Kyle Reel, 165 and 100 kilos, respectively. In the 90-plus kilo, Ashley Peck did 140 pounds for a new American record in the squat. In the T3 division, Whitney Piper set new American records in the bench press and the deadlift, 57.5 in the bench press and 125 in the deadlift. Also in T3, Carrie DeVolder set new American records of 110 in the squat and 75 in the bench press. In the junior division, Kara Downing swept it, the 53 kilo weight class. She got 102.5 in the squat, 47.5 in the bench press, and 115 in the deadlift. And manually scrolling. So now we're at Master 4, Cheryl Kyle in the 63 kilo weight class, got a new American record of 82.5 in the squat and 127.5 in the deadlift. Sherry Margraves in the 80 kilo division set a new American record in the bench press of 72.5 and the new American record in the deadlift of 130 kilos. Continuing on in the Master 6 division, in the 63 kilo weight class, Catherine Morrison set a new deadlift record of 120 kilos, and Mary Rappert in the 90 plus division set a new bench press record of 67.5 and a 155 kilo record in the deadlift. In the Master 7 division, in the 55.5 kilo weight class, Ann Clark set new records in the bench press and the deadlift, 35 kilos in the bench press, 72.5 in the deadlift. In the 70 kilo Master 7 division, Kate Walker set a new bench press record of 42.5 and a new deadlift record of 97.5. And that's it for new American records for the ladies. I don't believe there were any American equipped. There were not. So that's it.
Okay. Okay, before you close this, Bill, I'm just going to remind everybody the entry form for the national meet to be held in Columbia, Missouri is now open on the website. We already have a number of entries that have come in. Once you enter, you will receive a payment link within about 48 hours to complete your payment. But that is open, and just a reminder to everyone, we are capping this meet at 80 lifters. So if you want to lift, I suggest you get your entry in soon.
Exactly. So, all right, well, that's it for us. You can listen to our show live nearly every Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. We post the link on Facebook and on our website, so you can find us easily. The ADFPF has a nearly weekly email update on the website. You can subscribe to that by scrolling down to the bottom of the event calendar page at adfpf.meet.net/meet-calendar. We also encourage our listeners to submit questions to us, and we answer as many as we can at the end. So until next week, I'm Bill Sias. Remember, the bar is loaded.
And I'm Mike Stagg. Stay strong.